God always starts with what I have. God always starts with what I have. It may not be much, but I give it to God. I said, God, I don't have much time, but here's my time. God, my finances aren't much, but here's what I've got. God, my talent isn't much, but here's my talent. God, my sex life isn't much, but there's a little nervous laughter on that one.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue this series called Daring Faith, the Key to Miracles, you're going to learn how to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to impact the world around you. Before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous couple has pledged a $100,000 matching grant to Daily Hope. That means that all this month, every dollar donated to this ministry will be matched up to $100,000. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with a message called How to Get Ready for a Miracle.
And we're going to look at the most famous miracle of Jesus Christ. It's the Jesus feeding the 5,000, how he took one little boy's lunch and was able to feed the 5,000. And really, this story is all about how God turns a little into a lot. You need to know these principles, because many times for the rest of your life, you're going to need God to turn a little into a lot in your life. You got a little energy, you need a lot of energy. You got a little bit of talent, you need God to turn it into a lot of talent. You got a little opportunity, you need God to turn it into a big opportunity. You got a little connections, relationships, you need God to turn it into some big relationships, some big connections. You got a little bit of money, you need God to turn it into a lot of money. Many times in your life, God is going to need to turn a little into a lot. I got a little bit of health, but I really need great health. How does God turn a little into a lot? That's what this story and that's what this miracle is all about. Now, Jesus never did miracles just to show off. Like, hey, look at this miracle. I learned this one at the Magic Castle. It's really cool. You can impress your friends with it. And so use it at your next cocktail party. Do this little miracle. Jesus never did a miracle to show off. Every miracle is to teach a spiritual truth. And the spiritual truth of Jesus of the feeding of the 5,000 is to show us how to prepare for a miracle where God turns a little into a lot in your life. Very important as we start Daring Faith. Now, this miracle is so important, it's the only miracle of Jesus told four times in the New Testament. It's in the book of Matthew, it's in the book of Mark, it's in the book of Luke, and it's in the book of John. All four authors were so impressed with this miracle, and you couldn't deny it. I mean, there were 5,000 people who saw it, that it makes all four. Now, anytime God tells you something four times, he's saying, you really should pay attention to this one. You should really pay attention to this one. Now, here's the story. Jesus goes out into the Judean desert. And he's out there and he's teaching, and about 5,000 people follow him out into the Judean desert. And he's teaching all day, and at the end of the day, 5,000 people are hungry, and they're 25 miles from the nearest McDonald's. Or actually, in Israel, it'd be McDavid's. And there's no fast food nearby, and everybody's hungry. And the disciples come to Jesus and go, hey, Lord, it's late in the day and everybody's hungry. And Jesus says, you feed them. I love this line. We'll get to it in a minute. You feed them. They go, Lord, that's impossible. It's physically, practically, humanly impossible for us 12 to feed these guys. What is going on here? Jesus is performing a miracle to teach us the four keys to getting ready for a miracle. Write these down. Here's the first step. Step number one to a miracle in your life is admit, I have an unsolvable problem. I must admit that I have an unsolvable problem. Now, let me be real blunt. If you don't have an unsolvable problem, you don't need a miracle. That's kind of obvious, right? If it's not unsolvable, you don't need a miracle. If you have a solvable problem, solve it. Just solve it. I mean, people come to me, Rick, I've really gotten overweight. I need a miracle. Stop eating. It's not like a miracle. You don't need a miracle. You need a diet. Right? And a lot of times we want miracles when God says, no, you're just overspending. The reason you're in so much debt is you're overspending. You need a plan. You don't need a miracle. You need a spending plan. But the first step is to admit I have an unsolvable problem. Now in Mark chapter 6, here's the story. When Jesus saw the large crowd, he had compassion on them. So he began to teach them. By this time, it was late in the day. So his disciples came and said, "This is a remote place. Send the people away so they can go and buy something to eat." But Jesus answered, "You give them something to eat." And they said, Lord, that would take 8 months of a man's wages. And notice they go all economics on Jesus here. Now, in that verse, in that passage I just read, we have the three typical responses when we have an unsolvable problem in our life. You do this, everybody does this. I do it. We procrastinate, we pass the buck, and we worry. All three of those things are in that passage right there. First, we procrastinate. When we have a problem we can't solve, we just keep putting it off. We know we need to solve it, but we don't know how to solve it, so we just keep putting it off. We delay, we pretend it doesn't exist, we look the other way. The phrase in this passage says, by this time it was late in the day. They were procrastinating. They had all day to figure out food service for 5,000 people. Let's call up Domino's or something. They had all day to figure it out, but they had done nothing. Now, procrastination only makes a problem worse in your life. Procrastination has never solved any problem. It only makes it worse. I wonder what problem you have been procrastinating over.
That's Pastor Rick Warren. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Thanks for being with us for today's broadcast. A generous couple has stepped forward with a $100,000 matching grant that will double any gift you give up to $100,000 to help reach more people with the hope of Christ. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. This special offer ends December 31st, so get your copy now when you give today at PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. And remember, your gift will be matched up to $100,000, so contact us right away. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to have your gift matched up to $100,000 and to receive your very special prayer journal thank you gift. So please contact us right away. And thank you for your generous support.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Now, procrastination only makes a problem worse in your life. If you got cancer, you deal with it now. Not tomorrow, not next week. You deal with it now. Procrastination has never solved any problem. It only makes it worse. I wonder what problem you have been procrastinating over. I wonder what problem you know is there and you're pretending isn't a problem. What problem are you pretending isn't in your marriage? What problem are you pretending isn't in your body? What problem are you pretending isn't in your finances? We procrastinate. And then we pass the buck. And what we do is we blame other people. We say, well, it's not really my problem. It's her problem. It's their fault. And we blame others. And you've heard me say many times, you spell blame, be lame. Every time you blame, you are being lame. And so the disciples say, send the people away. What are they doing? They're passing off responsibility. They say, hey, we didn't invite these guys out here. We didn't ask them to come eat. We didn't ask them, we didn't promise them food. We didn't even invite them to come hear Jesus teach. I said, just send them away, out of sight, out of mind. We didn't ask them to come, let them find their own food. We pass the buck on our problem. And the third thing we do is we worry, and we fret, and we stew, and we get anxious, and we get stressed out. And we say, Lord, it would take 8 months' wages to pay for these guys. And the disciples' anxiety goes into overdrive, and I can just imagine Peter doing this cost analysis. Imagine the expense. 5,000 people. You know, how are we ever going to import the food? How are we going to keep it hot? How are we going to distribute it? How are we going to do the cleanup? Who's going to get the health permits? What about liability insurance? And their minds are just going in overdrive, and we worry, worry, worry. And notice, I love what Jesus says. He looks at these 12 guys, and he says, you feed them. You feed them. And they go, moi? Me? Peter's going, are you kidding, Lord? They said that, yeah, why, we can't do that. Now, here's the point. They're procrastinating. They're passing the buck, and they're worrying. What's the problem with this picture? They're standing next to Jesus, the guy who could easily turn stones to bread if he wanted to, who could easily feed everybody instantly if he wanted to. They're standing in the presence of the Son of God, and they're going, what's going on here? And Jesus says, you feed him. And they say, Lord, that's practically, financially, and humanly impossible. Question, has God ever asked you to do something impossible? He loves to do that. God loves to ask you to do something possible, impossible. And you go, Lord, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the energy. I don't have the education. You got the wrong guy, Lord. Moses, I want you to do this. Not me. You know. Jeremiah, why me? You gotta say like Isaiah, use me, here am I, send me. And God says, I want you to do the impossible. Why does he ask that? Why does God ask you to do the impossible? He wants to stretch your faith every time. When God asks you to do something you think is physically and financially impossible, he wants to stretch your faith. And this is the first principle of a miracle. I have to admit that the problem I'm facing right now is unsolvable, okay? Principle number two. Here's the second step to a miracle. Give God what little I already have. I give God what little I already have. And now Jesus says to the disciples, I want you to do a little reconnaissance. Go out and see if anybody's got any lunches. He says, how many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Go and see. He sends them out on a little reconnaissance to 5,000 people. And when they found out, they said, 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fish. One little boy has a sack lunch. Now, wait a minute. Out of 5,000 people, only one guy brought a lunch. I'm thinking a lot of rich people are hiding the picnic basket under their robe because they don't want to share it with anybody else. In 5,000 people, it is highly doubtful to me that only one boy brought a lunch. His mom has packed him, 3 or 4 or 5 little barley rolls and a couple of, dried fish, okay? He's the only one. But he becomes the hero of the story because he's willing to offer up what he's got. And he gives God what little he had. Now, why did Jesus do this? Why did Jesus say, find out how many lunches are out there? Find out how many loaves of bread are among this crowd. He didn't need anything to do a miracle. He just go, bread for everybody, manna falls. There are a million different ways you get it done. Why did he do this? The second principle of a miracle is this: God always starts with what I have. God always starts with what I have. It may not be much, but I give it to God. I said, God, I don't have much time, but here's my time. God, my finances aren't much, but here's what I've got. God, my talent isn't much, but here's my talent. God, my sex life isn't much, but there's a little nervous laughter on that one. Okay. But I give you everything in my life. I give you my reputation. I give you my heart, my soul, my past, my present, my future. It isn't much, but I'm going to give you my 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, it's interesting that God always starts with what I have. John chapter 6, verse 6 tells us a little detail of this story. It said, Jesus asked this, how many loaves do we have out there? Only to test them, for he already had in mind what he's going to do. He wasn't sweating it. When God asks you to do the impossible, he's not sweating it. He already has in mind what he knows to do. He'd seen the need long before they did, and he had a plan. Now, I want you to write this down, this important truth. God always has the answer before I even know the problem. In your life, God always knows the answer before you even know what the problem is. He saw the problem long. It's not late in the day for Jesus. He saw it long before. He knew it was coming. He already has a plan for it. God already knows the solution to your problem before you even recognize it's a problem. So why are you worrying? That's one of the principles of a miracle. I admit I have an unsolvable problem, and then I give God what little I have. Number three, the third thing I do is I put it all in the hands of Jesus. I put it all in the hands of Jesus. And in John's account of this miracle, it tells us this little detail, that the disciple Andrew finds this one little boy who'd brought a sack lunch. And his mom had packed him. It wasn't much. Had packed him, you know, five little barley loaves or muffins and maybe a couple sardines or something. I don't know. But he's got fish and little loaves of bread. It's not much. Now, I imagine that a lot of other people probably bought bigger lunches. But this boy becomes a hero because he gives God whatever he's got. It isn't much, but he says, I'm giving it to you. And the Bible says in verse 41, Jesus took the five loaves and the two fish, and he blessed the food, and he broke the loaves, and as he kept breaking them, he kept giving them to the disciples to set before the people. And here's the third principle. God will use whatever I give him. God will use whatever I give him. It may not be much, but if I give him what little time, energy, effort, whatever I've got, I give it to God, he will use it. Now, I don't have time to get into this, but we could do a detailed study, looking at the other verses, of how this little boy gave. He gave willingly, cheerfully, and immediately, which are the keys to a miracle. He gives willingly. Matthew tells us that he volunteered. Let me ask you this. Would you share your lunch? You're in 5,000 people, crowd of 5,000. Everybody's hungry, and you're the only one who's going to say, hey, I got something to eat. Would you do that? Took a great faith. He did it willingly, did it cheerfully, didn't grumble, he didn't complain, didn't worry, and he did it immediately. And as soon as he saw there was a need, he said, Jesus, take my lunch. And he gives his lunch, no hesitation. Now, because of that, we come to the fourth key to a miracle. Write this down. Expect God to multiply it. I give God whatever I have, I put it in the hands of Jesus, and then I expect God to multiply it. Now notice what happens. In Mark chapter 6, verse 42 and 44, it says, everybody ate, that's all 5,000. They all had enough. And it said, afterwards, they collected 12 basketfuls of leftovers. I love this. They're going home with doggy bags. Jesus doesn't even just satisfy everybody. He makes a spiritual lesson. Obviously, the 12 is a symbol of the 12 tribes and his fulfillment. But he said, the 12 basketful, and they're going home. Now, I love this. Imagine this kid goes home, and he walks home, walks in with 12 baskets full of loaves and fishes. And his mom says, Jacob, where'd you get all that food? He goes, Mom, I gave my lunch to Jesus, and he multiplied it. Go to your room. And you stay there until your father gets home. And you stay there till you're ready to tell me the truth. Really, Mom? I gave Jesus my lunch and he multiplied it. You just stay there. Wait till your father gets home. I mean, would you believe that story? I mean, it's mind-boggling. That's why they call it a miracle. Now, here's the fourth principle. You might write it down. Whatever I give, I always get back more. Whatever I give out, I always get back more. This little boy's lunch not only blessed 5,000 other people, but he ends up being richer himself. I could give you a lot of testimonies on that one, that you cannot outgive God. And he ends up with more than he started with. Now, here's the point. God likes to do miracles through people. What we wait for God to do for us, God is waiting to do through us.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. This vegan leather full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The Growing Your Prayer Life Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life. Connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. By the way, today is the last day to have your gift matched up to $100,000 by a very generous couple, so don't wait. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you about an exciting new opportunity.
Did you know that today there's still almost 3,000 groups of people around the world that have no Bible, no believer in Christ, and no body of Christ, no church? Over 3,000 of those small tribes. One of the reasons I started Daily Hope was to help bring this awareness to the world and raise the funds to get a Bible, a believer, and a body of Christ in these last 3,000 tribes. I call it the final frontier. These people not only need to hear about the love of Jesus, they need to grow up. They need to be discipled in their faith. Now, I admit this is a big vision, but it's an important vision. It's a global vision. It's a timely vision. But every vision requires provision. And honestly, we wouldn't be able to even go after these tribes without your help. And that's why I can't fully express how much I appreciate your support for Daily Hope. When you give to this ministry, you're not only supporting this broadcast, but you're supporting our efforts to go to the final frontier, the final 3,000 tribes that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is I'm excited to share we have a generous couple who's offered a $100,000 matching grant gift to Daily Hope. What does that mean? It means any gift you give between now and the end of December will be doubled to match that amount. So I want to ask you to please prayerfully consider how you could give today to help us reach the final frontier of these tribes that have never heard the name of Christ in the coming year. Now, friends, even if you can't help us financially, I want to ask you to pray. Pray for us and pray these specific prayer requests, that I will faithfully teach God's word in a way that blesses you and penetrates the hearts of people who don't know Christ. Pray for the Daily Hope team, that God will encourage them as they create all of our discipleship tools and materials, which we want you to have to help you. And most of all, pray for these unreached tribes and groups of people who've never heard the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you during this Christmas season. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. You make it possible.
Today is the last day to have your gift matched up to $100,000. So don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.